sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and I'm here with Becky Ivins herself, just to my left. How are you, Becky?
You make that sound like that's quite a privilege, Mark.
It is a privilege. It's not making it sound like a privilege. If they know you, they know it's a privilege.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're going to get right to our show today because we have a couple of guests with us today that we got the opportunity to tour their business, their place of business where they are a manufacturer here in Oklahoma. And it definitely relates to housing, doesn't it, Mark?
It certainly does. It's one of the big aspects of the home is all the organizational part. And we got to see inspired closets. Oh, my goodness.
Well, incredible. I'll tell you what, you've probably been into a home or you've seen the celebrities' closets where they are just uber organized, and they've got, like, if they have five pairs of knee-high boots, they've got a place to hang those five pairs of knee-high boots so that the tops don't wrinkle and fall over.
It's really important to me for my knee-high boots.
Yeah, I know, right?
Totally, yes. Yep.
Yeah, that play kinky I just had a whole new meaning after
I just threw Becky Ivins off right there with that one.
Because
you went,
right,
to the play, to the musical Kinky Boots, which I have seen, which is a fantastic musical.
I didn't get it very much.
So I have the closets, be able to, whatever boot size you wear.
Well, and everything else from jewelry to lingerie to hanging evening gowns and the different, yeah, amount of things you have hung, you can customize a closet if you have the help of Inspired Closets. And we have the owner of Inspired Closets here, Steve Prentice. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Becky.
How are you doing today?
Better than I deserve, that's for sure.
Okay.
Delighted to be here. Thanks for having us.
Very good. And you have someone with you today, Caleb, right?
Caleb Breer. He's our sales director. And
hey, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb. I was inspired when I saw your factory.
Well, good.
And it's not just wood. It's not plastic. What is it that you make the cabinetry out of?
It's a laminated product, and it's called thermally fused laminate. Gives us an opportunity to present any type of color that you'd like. So the options that are available there are really unlimited. But there's a box of that stuff that you've got right in front of you, mm-hmm, that kind of design or defines all the different colors and so on. So, but one thing I'd like to share with you, Becky, and to our listeners, is what we really are all about is redeeming time. So I want to think of a high-level concept of really what are we trying to achieve. Every one of us, you know, you came in here this morning. You had some thoughts on your mind, and they weren't all about this radio show.
I did.
Well, all of us can get frazzled. We can all get disorganized. We can all spend our time in a way we may not want to spend our time. But when you're in the middle of it, what can you do? You're going to have to finish with whatever you've been dealt.
Right.
And what we look to do is to take that time that you perhaps have been spinning around on, order it, put it in an organized approach to life so you can redeem some of your time. And instead of spending all that time doing something you don't want to do, you can spend your time doing something you do want to do.
Do you know, we have an organizer we work with, mm-hmm, Shelley Chapel.
Right.
And her business is called Clutter Free.
Exactly.
And she organized my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was like, no longer it's loose stuff in the garage.
Right.
It's in specific cabinetry. Mm-hmm. It's in specific bins and overhead, right, stuff, and there's not the stuff just laying all over the floor.
Exactly.
And you guys do that as well, don't you?
Well,
you,
actually, when you mentioned Reed Manufacturing, or you think of this as Inspired Closets and Reed Home Solutions, we're looking for solutions for homes. Because the truth is, there's problems, Mark, in homes. And we create a lot of them. because right. we don't put things where they belong. So let's think of a manufacturing plant. What if you've got 25 people out there, which we do, and they didn't know where their stuff was? It's not a good experience. Whole bunch of time spent chasing around, maybe going in circles, looking for your stuff. Well, what about in the closet? You know, most people end up in their closet at least once a day. And we believe the tagline for Inspired Closets is so appropriate. Inspired days start in inspired closets. They just do. When it's disorganized and you start off and you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, you actually, you know, you told me, Steve, don't show up late today. Today's not the day to show up late.
Now, Steve, to be fair, I think I said don't show up too early today because I won't be there.
But anyway, being organized so that you can get there just allows you to have that time to do what you want to do. And that's really what our business is all about, is taking those burdens of that closet buying experience off of you, put them onto us. Because Inspired Closets really is the first custom closet company that did a survey all the way from New York to San Diego, across the entire nation, and asked those customers who had been through the closet buying experience, what was your experience? And the overwhelming results of that survey was they were highly underwhelmed with the process. And so we went about to design a four-step process that is very straightforward. And it starts with a consultation that begins in the home. And it goes right to the design of what that customer needs. Not what we want, but what they need. And they get to go through the process to determine exactly what they need, add, subtract, whatever it takes to cover their needs. And then we bridge the gap to determine what's it going to take to prepare in order to get this stuff in there. Well, you got to get all the stuff that's in there out first, and then you can, you know, prepare it for what's coming in.
You do that with your garage as well. You
absolutely.
Just take everything out, and mm-hmm. then you put back only what you need.
That's exactly it. And then professional team comes in to install, and then when it's all done, we guarantee you're going to love your closet. And later in the show, I'll have Caleb kind of walk you through all of what's involved in that guarantee.
Wow, that's a lot, right?
That is a lot. Now, I know we are all overwhelmed with stuff. I mean, just the amount of stuff. So after mm-hmm. Becky and I went to the showroom, we got to see your process and everything. I went back home, and you start looking at your closet and realizing there's just a whole bunch of stuff in that closet
that's
and
right.
trying to find mm-hmm. with that. And this is just such a critical part of our lives, is that getting all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Becky, for you, what is the one stuff that you look and you go, you just get overwhelmed with the amount of you have in that? Is it shoes or is it
no.
tops?
No. It's sports memorabilia from the different – I mean, I've got letter jackets for all the kids. I've got mm-hmm. gymnastic stuff for Emily. I've got apparel that I wore to their competitions, and that brings back a lot of joy to me
yeah.
because mm-hmm. I had some very achieving children
right.
and but I don't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to make a quilt someday
yes.
out of all that stuff,
with all of that stuff. You know, I just found my Putnam City High School letter jacket this last week.
Well, mine's front and center in my closet of my kids. So what was wrong with you, Mark?
Yeah, mine is like back in a box somewhere with that. We're going to be back with how to organize all that and more with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are here talking about organization and all things that have to do with organization. And we're here with Steve Prentiss and Caleb Breer from Inspired Closets. Now, we're coming back with you guys do a lot more than closets, right?
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, we can completely organize your closet, take an inventory of it, make sure everything has a space that it belongs, but we also do garage organization, we do pantries, we do home office, One thing that's been very popular with everybody staying in their home more, working from home more, is a home office. But also to capture some space for a guest that might come, we could throw a Murphy bed in there. And those have been very popular the last few months.
You know, a lot of folks are having to use their spare bedroom, their guest room, as their home office.
Exactly.
And this has lasted longer than anyone ever expected to have to work from home, right?
Right.
Exactly. Or perhaps maybe the kids having to be homeschooled.
Yeah, you really need another good work area in the home right now. And that's definitely a solution that we are providing a lot of.
Okay. I've seen your closets. I've seen your organization. And it looks expensive. It looks extremely expensive. So you tell me, you guys have said, okay, it's affordable. And then I looked through your book, and I was really quite surprised at the average master walk-in closet.
Yeah, we can do basically any price range. The nice thing about closets is the fewer components you put in there, the less it's going to cost, and therefore the more components you put in, the more it's going to cost. So there's a lot of accessories and really cool things that you don't necessarily need for basic organization. And if we can add a few of those things in, that's great, but we can really start with kind of a bare-bones approach to just get your things in a good spot. And what's really nice is the whole system is modular. So I've got a lady that just got a closet last week. And she said, you know, I'm going to hold off on the jewelry trays and the pullouts and the little extra things, and I already know what I'm getting for my birthday. So we can come back in and very easily add things as you go along, or reorganize how things are in your closet if you happen to change the way that you're living and change your lifestyle. If you take up a new sport and you've got a new yoga mat, or you have a new pair of shoes or a set of golf clubs or whatever, we can come in and find a new place and actually change what we've already done in the space. So it's very customizable over time. So
if you have scuba equipment, you probably would put something in the garage to store that, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So to answer your question, though, about cost, our average master closet is $7,800. And as you know, in real estate, that adds a lot of resale value. 64% of new home buyers look at a master closet, and that's a major factor in considering the purchase of the home.
It definitely is, because when you open an inspired closet, open the door to it, and you get that just almost a sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's two things. I mean, you always look at resale value, but you also have sellability. And so if you have two homes that are the same price and one has an inspired closet and the other one doesn't, of course you have a lot more sellability in the home with the great organization.
For sure. If you have had an inspired closet, or if you want to get an inspired closet, I want you to call in 840-1000, 405-840-1000. We kind of want your honest opinions here. I mean, because it's an investment, but...
It is. And it's an investment in your lifestyle and really how inspired you're going to be throughout the day. You start every day in your closet, and... You know, that first few minutes of the day really kind of sets the tone for how the rest of your day is going to go.
Boy, that didn't take long. Someone called in. Cassandra? Good morning. Now, do you want one or do you have one?
We are in the process of getting one. We've been through half of the process at this point.
Okay. So tell us about your experience and what kind of solutions they solve for you.
Well, we originally were actually converts from California closets to Inspire closets. My husband and I just moved from Houston about a month ago, and we had used California closets. So I agree with what Caleb said about the resale value, because both of the homes we sold down there, because we had a custom closet, they chose our house over others. So that's definitely true. But when we moved up here, we had a consultation with California Closets, and it just didn't go as well as we had hoped. And the closet was really expensive, and it didn't have as much storage as we needed, and it wasn't really workable. So I found Inspired Closets, and one of their designers, Chaz, came over and listen to me, but in all honesty, more importantly, listen to my husband, because he was the main person to listen to in this case. And after that, we saw the price and we were like, that's just a little out of our budget. And Chaz said, whoa, it's totally fine. How about you guys come on into the showroom and we'll sit? And we sat with Chaz for about 2 hours last weekend. And he went over every little thing. We took out things, we moved things, we adjusted things, and it honestly became like the best closet we had ever had designed. And so we left super comfortable and ready to move forward with it.
Great. So, wow.
So right now, Cassandra, where are you at in the process? So has the closet been removed, or are you waiting for it to be installed? Where are you at?
We are getting ready to put down the deposit to have all of our stuff starting to be created to then set up a day for install.
How long does it take to install, Caleb?
So 1 to 2 days. Most of the time, 1 day if it's really got a lot to it.
Is that in addition to shoveling out what you had in your closet to start with?
Yeah, I mean, the first word for that is purge. Yeah. Purge, purge, purge.
And it comes along with prepare. So that's the third step, is to prepare. Because, you know, you've described, you have a bunch of stuff in there. It's got to go someplace so that you can put in your new product.
Right.
And we make that easy as well, because we have a whole set of rolling racks that you can pull your things out, your clothes. You know, nobody wants to stuff them on the bed, because then it's time to go to sleep and you can't get in bed.
I know, right? So it would be a very fluffy bed.
So that's coming for you, Cassandra. When you need to have that done, we'll have that available for you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
And if you want to call in also, you can call in at 840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. So, Caleb, if I have I have a pile of stuff, where do I start?
Right. Well, a great place to start is purge, like I said. But aside from that, we can come out. We have a 3D design software, so we can actually come out, take a look at what you have. It's an interesting way to think about it, but you actually look at your short, medium, long hanging, and how many linear inches of each of those do you have, as well as how many pair of shoes. So if you have 150 linear inches of shirts and 45 inches of dresses and 60 pair of shoes, we can then design your closet after we measure it, of course, to fit all of those things and find a place for everything in a way that works for you.
And we have in our closet, we've got a few hats.
Exactly. Hats and purses. I've got a couple right now that we're doing hats and purses. We looked up, okay, how big are the hat boxes? How big are the new hat boxes that are coming? How big are all the purses? And find a place for everything.
I love it. And we're going to find out more about what we can do with all of our hats, purses, golf, scuba gear, and more when we come back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins, and we're talking about inspired closets.
Well, I'm inspired.
I feel inspired, too. It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether it's a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. And Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, I'm going to give you the word of the day, and I'm going to ask you to define it, Mark.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow.
Go for it.
On the spot. Okay.
Our word of the day is time.
Time. Precious time. It is the movement from one thing to another within a certain space is time.
You think?
That's very esoteric, isn't it? That's deep.
Yeah, that's deep.
You
thoughts.
Love. I wish you could see Becky's. She's looking at her face, looking at me like, what in the
world?
How
do you define time? Well, it is an indefinite, continued process of existence and events in the past, present and future regarded as a whole, but how do you preserve time?
Mm.
How do you preserve time? I think that is what, or redeem time that
right.
is lost.
Right.
Yeah, and that's really what we're trying to do, is to convert time that you could one way spend in a disorganized fashion, and you end up having your time robbed from you. And those things that you really want to spend your energy on, you can't, because you've got that time wasted trying to find stuff. And
right.
so that's really what we're after. And what we do, not just in our manufacturing business where we have an expense reduction because we spend our time wisely, we're trying to do that every day for our customers who are going into their closet, trying to find the things that they need to organize their day, come out with an inspired attitude about what they're going to accomplish that day, and say, you know what, I didn't spend much time doing that. So another way to look at it, do you drink coffee?
I do. Okay. Not enough today, but I do.
All right, what if you spent all your time trying to find the coffee, trying to figure out how to run the machine, trying to find the stuff that you need to stir it with or whatever, and you don't have much time left to enjoy it?
I will tell you what, that is a perfect example, because my pantry and my food is extremely organized.
For a reason, because
exactly
you're there every day.
I know exactly where everything is.
Right.
I know what's in there, I know how much is in there, and it's in its right place all the time.
That's right.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. But time
past,
is one of those things.
Future.
Time's one of those things that's funny that like sometimes we can say it goes by so slowly. Sometimes it goes by quickly. Mm-hmm. Depends on the environment you're in.
Right.
Depends on what's happening in that moment. And I think about how much time I spend trying to figure out, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? How am I going to,
well,
you know.
Time, it's relative, I'll tell you.
Let me say something real quick. The idea of forming habits. You know, time, it takes time to form a habit. But one simple habit with respect to the closet, that if you'll form this one by using one of our little items, it's called a valet rod. Just a little thing that you pull out, it's got a rod there to hang your clothes on for the next day. Make that decision the night before. And it's right there. You get up, there's no decision to make in the morning. You've already decided the night before. And you've got this organized approach to life that there's your clothes.
And that's provided that you've listened to the weather the night before.
Exactly.
And that the weather hasn't changed in Oklahoma, which you're not guaranteed of that. So, but I think we have another caller on the line. Jordan is with us. Jordan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, are you in the process of putting in inspired closets? Or are you wanting to get an inspired closet, or have you already done it?
Well, our closet went in actually about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Did you do the Inspired Closet brand?
I did.
Well, that's handy for our show then.
Well, we're glad you called, Jordan.
Super convenient.
So what was your process like? They're saying that there's different steps, kind of a process to do this. So
right. I'll actually say mine started kind of at my realtor. So the house we live in was actually built in 47 by my great grandparents. And my husband and I went in the process of buying the house, and we knew that we wanted a closet because, you know, closets built in 47 were not huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my realtor referred me to, Finishing Touch out of Hinton. And he said that she does this thing with closets, and they'll come out and look at it and kind of help you with it. And I was like, okay. And so I called her just to kind of see what she was thinking. And she was doing all of our flooring and stuff in with our remodel. And she was like, yeah, you have to call Inspired Closets. And so she actually set me up with Chaz, and Chaz gave me a shout, and he came out shortly thereafter and measured everything. And I kind of told him what I was thinking, and it kind of mashed up a little bit. And it is great. It's everything that we wanted and needed, honestly.
So you are redeeming time.
Yes, she is.
Oh, absolutely. And sanity, which is almost more important than time.
So, Jordan, what did you put in your closet? What different? Did you do the shoe rack, or did you do the, like, what components did you choose? Curious.
Well, we did. So it depends on what was more important for me and my husband, right? So drawers were really important for my husband, and we did that. And shoe storage was very important to me, so we did that. And then we also needed hanging as well. So we kind of did all three of those components.
Okay. So for your birthday, are you going to ask for the valet rod?
We got them already.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you're very, very satisfied with this. Did you ever go to their showroom and look at it?
I did. I actually went twice. So after I went with my husband and worked with Chaz, my mom signed up to do it as well. I got my mom wrangled into it, and she didn't do a closet, but she got a Murphy bed and then some storage actually in her sewing room. So, yeah, we're both super happy with it.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody else wants to kind of see the showroom without going to the showroom, you have an opportunity today and tomorrow to go to the Home and Outdoor Living Show. Did you know that we have opened up in Oklahoma? The Home and Outdoor Living Show is this weekend. So it's today starting at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And tomorrow, I think it's like, is it
11 to 5?
11 to 5 tomorrow. And if you want to see the Inspired Closets display, which is more than closets, as Caleb said, it's like a, I mean, because you're going to see some of the other components they do, a lot of other storage solutions. Go to the Bennett Building and look for, it's actually going to be hard to miss because it is a great big booth. It's 20 feet by 20 feet booth, which most of those booths are a fourth that size. And so they're going to have a lot of things for you to look at. And that's booth number 922. Kind of remember that. I'll remind you. So get out of those slippers, get your shoes on, and get ready because you're going to go to the fairgrounds today and go to the Bennett Building to the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
What a gorgeous day to go do that. I'm looking up. I think not today, but tomorrow I'll be there. We're gonna go and go take a look around, and I'm just excited to be able to get out.
Well, absolutely. We have four free tickets to give away too. So if you would like a free ticket so that you can go see booth number 922, I want you to give us a call at 840-1000 and give Mr. Gannon you're gonna need to give him your name, your phone number, and your email address because I'll be emailing you these tickets just right after the show. So
with this, you won those tickets, give us a call at 840-1000. We'll be back with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Thanks for calling.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. And exciting, Becky, all the tickets that we had to give away are gone. People have called in for them.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I will tell you something else. I've not asked Steve or Caleb, our guest today from Inspired Closets, if I can do this, but I am going to offer something to you guys.
Go for it.
If you want to, they gave me a little discount on this. I'm going to share.
Oh, my.
I am. So I've got $350, like, gift certificate type things. So anyway, just call me at 840-1000 or just go to my website and send me an email.
I'll tell you what, let's make it easier. The first 10 callers that call 405-609-1649.
Okay.
And commit to purchase a closet anytime during the month of April. Okay. We'll receive $250 certificate to go toward that purchase of that closet.
Wow, I'm going to give you that number again then. 609-1649. 609-1649. Just Google Becky Ivins. Go to my website, punch the Contact Becky, Contact Us button, and we're going to direct you to the right place. These are friends of ours. These are clients of ours. We know these people. They do great work. And, in fact, they guarantee their work. Now, this is a pretty big guarantee. I was kind of shocked when I heard you say that, Steve, that you guarantee that you're going to love your closet or you'll just retro it right back and not charge them anything. I think, how does that work, Caleb?
Well, I ask a lot of people, like, if you're buying this closet, once we get this closet in here, what would be a good guarantee? what would make you comfortable? And I hear a lot of, well, it needs to be for 5 years or 10 years, guarantee. And I said, well, what if you didn't like the design? Well, then you should take it back. I said, well, what if you just wanted to change a few things? Well, then you should come out and change a few things for us. I said, well, actually, you got to remember, this is the only closet company in America that was started based on market research of what the dissatisfactions were in the current status quo of buying closets. So we've actually addressed all of those issues. So we do guarantee that you will love your closet. And if you can't give us a 5-star review, we will come out and take your closet out and give you 100% of your money back, plus another 10% for your trouble.
Wow.
So that's a fantastic guarantee. We take all the risk away because we know what we're doing. We have a fantastic product, and you will love your Inspired Closet. We also have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee on the design. If in the first 90 days you'd like us to come out and change a few rods or move a few shelves, anything that's movable, we will come out and do that in the first 90 days free of charge. And then we have on the product itself, we do have a lifetime warranty, not a 5 or 10 year, but a lifetime warranty on the product itself.
I will tell you something. Your closets are beautiful. Your guest room or your study, you get the same beauty and lots of finishes available. Lots of finishes available.
Becky, let me interrupt just a second. That lifetime warranty, as a real estate agent, we know we had the group of realtors come through the showroom the other day. That is transferable. So to the next owner, it is transferable.
Well,
so
which
that's
is
most
not,
unusual.
That's not that is most yes. unusual. Mm. Very unusual. So, go tour their factory. Can I offer a tour of your
Absolutely.
Factory?
Just
okay.
have them reach out again to that phone number. Ask for Caleb. Ask for actually, there's a part of our staff here that we haven't mentioned. Julia is we've kind of designated as our happy customer manager because she follows up on everything. Not only is she a designer, but she makes sure that customer's needs are met all the way through. So she many times is first point of contact and last point of contact. But the other gal that we have sitting out front,
Andrea.
Yeah.
She does a great job. She helps us out a lot and can keep us organized. And she would tell you as well, go on inspiredclosetsokc.com. And you can actually do a brochure request. We have a really pretty 50-page brochure that has every room in the house, and you can see all of those. If you go there, you can request the download right now.
I told my daughter and son-in-law about this, and I said, you got their organization nuts. Mm-hmm. Their life is so organized, yet kind of chaotic since they've got the 4 little kids.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
But they know where everything is all the time because they have organized every closet, and they've gone to a store that sells containers and stuff to do this. And it's good, but they've never gone that step to the really upper level. I said, Kent, you need to give this to Emily for her birthday and Mother's Day and Christmas. I mean, whatever. You need to do her closet for her because you will like it. He said, well, I've already spent some money on her closet. They had a trim carpenter come in and build some drawers. Can you guys work around that? It's because they don't want to have that all torn out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've actually done that before. We have a chest of drawers that's built in, and we can kind of put Inspired Closets all around it and keep what they've already have in place.
See, that would be good. I like that. A lot of the homes we sell already have a chest of drawers or dresser or something in the closet that's built in, and you've paid for that, so you kind of hate to tear that out.
And you, along with that, you've got to think of those reach-in closets that you have around the house because those just basically there's not a lot of thought that gets put in there. You throw the vacuum in there, and then you cram a few bags, and you kind of just stuff it as full as you can, and you don't even know what you have in those spaces a lot of times. So if we can find some organization there, that's a really great place to look as well.
That is. My goodness. Okay, Caleb, what are our closing thoughts here?
We want to be organized. We want to set a new track every morning when we wake up on how we're going to live our day and redeem our time throughout the day.
Redeem our time. And then once that closet gets installed or once that guest room or the garage gets installed, and if we can't give a 5-star review, what's your guarantee?
You get 110% of your money back.
Wow.
Yeah, we're serious about following the process, meeting the needs. And I want to challenge anybody who's out there that is considering, go take a look at our website, inspiredclosetsokc.com. And there's a specific tab right across the top of the toolbar that's called Learning Center. And we've taken the time to really go and do a lot of research for you, make life easy. So spend a little minute there at inspiredclosetsokc.com.
I love the sound of guarantees. I think they sound great, but here's the thing about guarantees. They are only as good as the people who stand behind them.
That's right.
And here's what I encourage you. Go out to the Oklahoma Outdoor Home and Living Show and visit Inspired Closet, and booth number 922. Get to know these individuals. They're fantastic
people.
It's
today at 10 o'clock. And when does it close today?
8 o'clock. So
10 to 8. That's a long day for you guys.
That's right.
And you know something? To my listeners, I want to say something. We rarely bring on somebody and just kind of do a commercial. But I know these people personally, and I'm using these people personally. I expect that you're going to be extremely pleased with them. Thank you, Steve, for coming
on.
Thank you, Becky. And thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
InspiredClosetsOKC.com. And we're going to be back next week
with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.